She walks into the office feeling tired and depressed after winning a major case. This has been the family generational business for almost 10 decades, where every individual has or practice or their practice in law. It has become the family strong voice in the community and nation at large. You may wonder why, but this is what gives them the strong courage to stand before every other person. But this never changed her depression. You may wonder why this keep happening to her. This has been the case of many teenagers or present adults. They attempt to make a decision based on parental perspective or family causes. They tend to make decisions based on family lines. And trust me, many parents aren't helping in this. Now you may wonder what the child is actually passing through when he or she is forced to take a line or pathways where they don't wish to. The fact that you succeeded in a particular profession or a career does not state that your child will also do well or your child was created for that. We are all humans with different and unique specialization. Now I draw you closer to today's topic, which is foreclosure. Foreclosure is said to be when an individual adopts an identity prematurely without making adequate preparations. When an individual, especially for the teenagers, they try to make decisions based on what they have seen around their family and what makes great name in the family. You as a parent, you are in the right track to help them discover that despite that the family succeeded in one career or every other family succeeded in one career does not make them to follow such. We tend to make our present day teenagers follow our lines of success. Success isn't built on a person's parental past stories. It is built on individualism. Now, when you make them choose your pathway to success, they tend to suffer identity crisis, and this delay them later in life. I know many parents will want this to happen, but in one way or the other, we fall victims of these things. We want to make choices for them. We want to make sure they are doing the right thing. But forgetting that these children also have a say to their own life. They also want to make choice. Have you ever sat down and asked your teenage child what he or she would love to do? Yes, they might tell you, I want to be a physician. But it would be nice if you make them try other options. Maybe they want to be a physician because they saw Mr. Hay doing well being a physician, not because they really long to. Make them try different options. Make them try other things. Make them realize that this brings the best in them, and in the process, discovering is achieved. They get to understand their person and what they were created for. In the process of trying other things, they attempt to resolve issues successfully and don't always desire that identity crisis will end in the teenage days. Identity crisis will move closer to adulthood and possibly extends to the midlife of a person. Try many things also states that you get to know your child's hotspot. You know what makes your child unique. Once that is discovered, you could try other things that are related to your child's uniqueness. Okay, for example, if my child likes touching a particular, my child likes helping and supporting others, what you should do as a parent is make a research. What are the career that has to do with that or that is related to helping and supporting others? Let them take short courses online. Let them take also short courses in school. And before they could finish or conclude their secondary educations, the specification or the uniqueness of such child is actually coming out, and they will get to discover that they are good in a particular thing and get to know their strengths and their weakness. Okay, I bring you to the close of today's segment. I remain your host, Hope Christopher. More on this topic we'll discuss later about foreclosure. It is broad, it is wide, and we would love your contribution on this also. Let's hear your story on how foreclosure has limited you or limits someone around you from being what they want to be. Thank you. Reach out to us on our social platforms, Builders Mind. Builders Mind Consults on Twitter, Builders Mind Consults on Instagram, Builders Mind on Facebook. And you want to chat with us on WhatsApp, 081-865-90204. Thank you.